About 7 years ago, or 5 to 7 years ago, looking at works of guys like Michael Tesarian and David Icke and those kind of individuals, it was really all new to me. Previous to that, I had just traveled a very heavy spiritual path and wanting to discover if God really existed or not. I began that path at first saying to God, it was more like an oxymoronic conversation. I don't believe that you exist, but I need your help, and I'm going to dedicate all my time into discovering if whether or not you exist or not. So when that began to occur, I put myself into a room, and then I began to study some of the deeper esoteric work, some of the ancient books and things like this. And within 2 weeks, I had made contact vividly, with something that just seemed to come in the room and fly out the other side. And my level of understanding at this point, actually my level of curiosity at that point, is what allowed me not to be in fear. It wasn't a fear that took place. It was more like an excitement. And the reason was because when we were younger, we were told, we would be flying by the year 2000. I have no doubt that the elite are flying, but they've left everyone else behind. And we were told many things, and when reality, as they call it, began to set in, I began to realize that, that wasn't in the potential of mankind at this moment, and it was a letdown. So from that point, I entered into the business world, and I did very well for myself. I entered into just a worldly life with that subtle spirituality going on, more like a subject or period in school. And what ended up occurring most of the time was I was hearing a voice that would tell me to go right instead of left, and I always just paid attention to that voice. And it was only until I got myself into a deeper situation that I began to explore what that voice was. So leading all the way up to the point of where the main awakening happening,